listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
This morning on my way to church, just as I had exited the 94 and got onto Avocado, just right up around the corner there, it was about 5 a.m., it was dark outside. This morning on my way to church in the dark, I saw this group of women running. I imagine that they were up early exercising, maybe they were training together for a marathon or something. But they looked like they were having fun. I noticed even in the dark with my headlights on, I saw them all kind of smiling as if one of them in the group had just said something good. To anyone else, they might have just looked like a group of women running as a group early in the morning. On any other day, I would have probably thought nothing of it except maybe I should do some running early in the morning. But sisters and brothers in Christ, today is the day. And we see the world through the eyes of faith. Christians, people who gather around the table, people who gather around the cross, people who gather around this holy book, we see the world through a different lens. When we see a picture of the universe, maybe in a National Geographic book or something, you know, these amazing pictures of the whole universe, we remember the story of God swirling the cosmos into being at the very beginning. When we see a rainbow in the sky, we think of Noah's Ark and God's promise to him and his family and all those animals. When we read about slavery and emancipation in the United States, in our history, we remember our even greater history back to the Israelites who were enslaved in Egypt and then their final emancipation through the sea, how God delivers them. When we see a whale, maybe we think of Jonah, or a lion, we think of Daniel in the lion's den, or a queen, we think of Esther. When we see or experience the choppy seas right off the shore here in San Diego, we remember that story of Jesus who calmed the waves of the sea with that simple command, "Peace, be still." When we see a telephone pole in the shape of a cross, silhouetted by the setting sun behind it, we're reminded of Christ's terrible crucifixion. And when we see a group of women running in the dark on Easter Sunday morning, we are plunged into the story of our resurrected Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen and women have gone running. Morning has broken into our lives. Today is the day of everything being made new. We see the world through new eyes. I had the opportunity to worship last night at First Lutheran Church for their Easter Vigil, which always starts at sundown. And they begin the service out in the darkness, and then we come into the sanctuary. And part of that service is to renew our baptismal covenant, in a sense, renew our baptisms. And the way they did it there is they had us all face west, and they had us put our hands up like this. We do this in our baptisms too, the same words. First, we renounce the devil, the evil forces of this world and all the forces that defy God. And we stood there with our hands up and three times we said, "I renounce them, I renounce them, I renounce them." And then we turned to the east and we opened up our hands to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as we did in our baptism long ago. And we felt the water come crashing down on us. They weren't shy about splashing water on us. And we received that gift and we were made new again. In the renewal of baptism, just like we gathered around the font earlier, everything becomes new. You know how I know that's true? Because women are running. Because Jesus appears to the women and sends them to go and tell. What is that about? Say what the church has said down through the ages about the ordination of women, but Jesus chooses women. Jesus chooses women in the Gospel of Matthew to be the apostles for the apostles. They were the first to be commissioned. They were the first to be sent out to share the good news. One scholar suggests that maybe we missed the mark as a Christian family when there was once a time not too long ago when it was men sitting around the table discussing the ordination of women. One scholar says, you know, looking at Scripture and the Gospel of Matthew, maybe it should have been women sitting around the table deciding the ordination of men. Interesting. The men in the story were dead. It said they were like dead men. The disciples had cut and run, you remember. But the women were up early, running. Were you running this morning? Was that you? This is more than an interesting commentary on women's ordination, however. This can be understood as a reversal of the sin of Eve. Some put the whole fall on Eve. This can be seen as a reversal of the sin of Eve and certainly the sin of Adam too. They both did it. This is a reversal of sin, sisters and brothers in Christ. This activity that happens at the empty tomb. And for Jesus to choose women at that time and that place in history was a signal that everything new was breaking in. The world as it was, where women were on the margins of society and the very last in the line, is being turned on its head. Another way of saying that is how Matthew said it. There was a great earthquake, and Christ appears to the women first, who were at the bottom rung of society. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Remember, that was from earlier in Matthew. Jesus has been saying it all along. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Do you remember? Jesus said that earlier in the Gospel of Matthew. It's been there all along. The whole Gospel of Matthew, 28 chapters up to this point, and we've been slowly journeying through that during this season. It's been there the whole time, this resurrection. It's embedded throughout. We can read about the resurrection throughout in the birth of the Messiah. We can read about the resurrection. In the visit of the Magi, we can read about the resurrection. In the Sermon on the Mount, and the healing of the sick, and the transfiguration, and the calming of the sea, and the entry into Jerusalem, and the supper with his friends, and the trial, and finally the cross. We can see resurrection all along. But this is the culmination today. Today is the day. And it's not just good news for women who run early. This is for all of us, sisters and brothers in Christ. Jesus is risen. Oh, okay, good. All right, we're still with it. That's good. This is for all of us to receive and now to go and tell as well. Our eyes are made new. We see the world in a different way now. We see hope. Even in suffering. You know, it always needs to be said that just because of all this Easter glory and our alleluias, it doesn't take all of our pain away and make everything just wonderful. We still experience suffering. Maybe we're physically experiencing suffering even in this moment. But with these new eyes of the resurrection, we see hope even in suffering. We find joy even in pain. We know that there's light. Even in moments of darkness. And we trust in life, even in the face of death. Now we see the world through the eyes of faith, through the lens of Christ's resurrection and conquering of death. Today is the day. Because of today, we're able to give thanks to God and rest in the assurance of eternal life, even at a funeral. It's because of today that we're able to do that every time we gather in those difficult times. Because of today, We stand up for peace in the face of a violent world. Even in the face of war and abuse and terror, it's because of today that we are able to stand boldly and firmly. Jesus has conquered not only the devil and all his empty promises, but also the warring empires of Rome and of our world today too. Jesus counters that and conquers that violence with a simple greeting. Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Because of today, we don't have to be afraid anymore. We can stand up for peace, and I mean deep and lasting and abiding peace that can calm not only the territories of this world, but also the territories of our own hearts and our own minds. You see, fear bottlenecks peace. Peace gets jammed up when we get afraid. But because of today, we can calm down too. We can even rest in the assurance of eternal life. We can even rest in the assurance of God's unending love that has broken out, that is broken beyond the barriers. Death is now the one that gets bottlenecked and jammed up. As if that heavy stone that goes a-rolling today is rolling over death, crushing death as it rolls to open up for the risen Lord. Death has been crushed, and we see that with the eyes of faith. Christ is alive, so let's all run. Maybe you make running your way of celebrating Easter for 50 days. Let's all run. Even more, let's all live as if the resurrection is real, and laugh and revel and build community among ourselves and out in the neighborhoods and out in our world, and make for peace, because Christ is alive and greets us today too, just as he greeted those women so long ago. And so we can sing. We can sing. Let's sing with our lives. Amen.
Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now. And remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Visit elca.org.
Everybody dance now.
Okay, visit elca.org.
For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, why, visit...
You goofball. You're doing a good job.
Why?
I know. It was a...
Why does it say why?